Well, Conor, first of all, congratulations. You have a broad smile on your face, and after a result like that, I suppose it's a very good reason to have it.
For sure, Tom. Thanks a million. It is a bit of an unbelievable smile because I don't think it's really fully sunk in yet, considering the proverbial game of two halves, and like the first half was just so horrible. You know, we prided ourselves on all these performances that we put together all year, and to just go out, and I was just gutted for the boys that we just left it all out there, and it was just heartbreaking to come into the dressing room at half time. But that's just what all we could do was, there was no tactical changes really. It was against, right, it's the performance there that we've seen all year, and they turned around. I have to give them credit on that, you know.
Yeah,
they got the momentum going for themselves.
Yeah, and you got the goals early. That was the important thing. They were very important.
Yeah, and look, but even there was a point before half time that maybe gave us a little lift in hindsight. And then we got two early points, and once you're getting momentum going, there's always something in it, and then obviously the high balls. But you know, on another day they don't go in for you, and you're like, that's what happened to our seniors last week. We got two chances the first half, they didn't go in, and it didn't go. The goal made a huge difference then, because they gave some momentum you know,
and kept Glenn scoreless in the second half.
I know, and like that was incredible in many respects, but I suppose at the same time, Tom, we had been given a huge test against Termin, and we knew that was going to be tough. And Red Hughes as well, and even that Glen game down below, where we'd conceded all these goals, we'd kind of, once we got the act together, I was very, very confident that we would be able to hold them out, you know. Yeah. Now, they're stylish operators too, you know, but it's all about momentum, and it's both reserve football.
And Neymar stood on the bridges and said in the last few minutes.
Didn't he?
Two great saves.
Two fantastic saves. Like, they're, I suppose, some days that's the way it is. Our seniors maybe have lacked that all year, because our performances haven't been that bad at the seniors. It's just that those lucky breaks you're looking for that give you a platform weren't coming, but they came today, you know.
What does this victory mean for you, given in light of the poor season the seniors
have? It's not just today, and I said it last Monday night, it's a tonic for the whole club, you know, because all these lads in there, and a lot of our senior boys are in there, you know, we're hurting from last week. Like, we're still, no matter what silver we have today, we're still staring down junior championship football. We don't see ourselves as a junior champion, but the results do, so in that sense, it's a huge, huge lift. Equally, Tom, there's been just a few tragedies in the club in the last few months as well, and Lawrence's auntie passed away in Glasgow, and the Blake's auntie passed away, and there was a very sad a tragedy in Drumkeen there as well. Last night, a few of the cousins boys were close to that as well, you know. So it's a whole tonic. Like the GAA, we're community, you know, so we're all part of that. So having this lift and sport and GA gives us that. So it does, it means a whole lot.